some Hanukkah music because the Birnbaums have a Hanukkah gift for us. Like the hundreds of people who have already given us an amazing Hanukkah. That's right, a week before Hanukkah, we're having an amazing Hanukkah. Can you imagine? By supporting our incredible fundraiser, our year-end fundraiser is already at 70% of our goal, which is pretty remarkable. And if you're a fan of JM and AM and the Nachum Siegel Network and like what we do every single day here, please give and give generously. And that's fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. The aforementioned Ronnie and Larry Birnbaum, J Drugs, Avenue J, in the heart of Flatbush, Brooklyn, both of whom remember the very, very early days of this program. That's right. They are two of the people who could attest to the fact that I was once young. I was once a young, energetic, spirited radio announcer. So proud of the Jewish community and the Jewish world and telling everybody that on a daily basis. They remember those days. Ronnie and Larry, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, you're still young and you're still energetic. So they don't let me retire, so we're not going to let you retire.
Yeah, by the way, after all these decades, J Drugs Avenue J, wouldn't it be time for you guys to take a little bit of a rest, to slow things down a bit? It seems like just the opposite is happening over there.
Exactly. We get bigger and better every year. More innovative, more different things. We are not ready to slow down. We have the next generation of our boys, Andrew, Jonathan, and of course, Becca. Andrew's wife, pharmacist, all working in the pharmacy, and we're always thinking of newer, better ways to help serve our community.
All three of them are authorized pharmacists?
Yes, they are, yes. Mm-hmm. They're all authorized pharmacists.
That's
They're
pretty remarkable.
Taking over, Baruch Hashem, but Ronnie won't let me retire. She says if I get Ibaka bottled and she doesn't want to stay home, and she doesn't want me to stay home.
Yeah, Ronnie's a smart lady. So what percentage increase of Ozempic inquiries have you gotten in the last 12 months?
Oh, it's amazing how much Ozempic we go through, Mounjaro, all that stuff. Pretty much the shortages are over. There's still a little difficulty getting it. Problem is with the insurance companies, they don't want to pay or they don't want to pay enough it's become a very, very expensive thing for people to, lose weight. If they're diabetics and they're using it for that reason, then the drug companies are more, companies are more apt to pay for it. But if you're just using it as a weight loss type thing, the insurance companies really
are a little more hesitant.
I'm surprised that there's such a demand in our community. I mean, are there that many people in our community that need to lose weight? Give it to me straight.
Too much chalent
is right, and a bunch of other stuff, including Kugel and Yapchik. Ronnie and Larry Birnbaum, when you go to J Drugs today on Avenue J in Brooklyn, New York, you thank them, number one, for being a great proprietorship there on Avenue J, really servicing. You can't even imagine, by the way, folks, not just that they service Flatbush. They also serve some of the greater organizations within our community and have a worldwide effect. Larry's not going to tell any stories on the air, but he can say yes when I ask him if he has made sure that some people in difficult situations from our community in other countries have needed something. He's made sure it happened. Would that be fair to say, Larry?
That'd be very fair to say.
There you go. So there you have it. And yes, we won't give any details, but he does care, as Ronnie does, about anybody in a difficult situation when it comes to medication and things that they need in that area. And the second reason you could thank them is because if we take great pride, as we have for 41 years, in being Zionists, in being State of Israel first, in being a Jewish community and Israel causes first, that's exactly what they do on their retail level and in their community presence level there on Avenue J. And Larry, that's not stopping, right? That flag's going to keep flying.
That flag, until every last hostage is returned, that flag will be hanging up there. And the people on J Drugs, they wear our yellow ribbons. And we pray for our hostages every day that they should be released healthy and good and come back to us.
I didn't even think of that. I was acknowledging how you've been doing that for decades, but I didn't even realize that you've stepped it up like that since the war began, and that people are made aware every single day that the hostages are still being held by the enemy, and they see that yellow ribbon and the flag flying, and that's a daily reminder for them. So kol hakavod. It's not just what's been happening over all these years, but you've really made sure to keep that in the forefront over the last year and 2 months. One other thing about the Birnbaums, they appreciate when people take advantage of and advance with modern technology. That's why, and here's my theory, that's why the Birnbaums are among the biggest fans of the NSN app and love the fact that if they're driving to Florida, we can accompany them for all the hours of that trip. A lot of people from my generation, a lot of people are, you know, not ready to make that adjustment to modern times. And they pray for the day when they had a radio that barely could get the show. Now, when you're traveling down 95, you can hear it clearly. Some people appreciate it. And Larry and Ronnie, I think you're two of the people who appreciate the fact that we've stayed current with the new technology.
Absolutely, and we have it playing in the store. The music is playing in the store all day long, off the app also. So, you know, and we know that we have good music all the time. And
you're on top of all of the current events that our community really needs to be aware of. And that makes a very, very, very big difference.
Thank you for that. And you're two of the people that are really up on things. To hear you say that about us is really heartwarming, and I appreciate that very much. I'm going to turn to both of you and just ask you to ask everybody who's listening. You know, we're in the last three official days of the campaign. You know how it works here. We're going to keep going until we get to our goal. But we would love to get there this week. So for us, the pressure is on. Larry, Ronnie, could you just remind the audience that this is a worthwhile investment? After 41 years, this is a proven commodity. Everyone stay healthy, please God, and we will continue to do this day after day. That's our commitment. The rest is in the hands of God. But just please remind everybody that this is a cause that's worth tossing some dollars into.
Absolutely. All the causes that you help throughout the year, has concerts coming up. I'm sure we're going to hear about that shortly. All the things that you, all the organizations that you have on the air and promote, worthwhile. And we know that if you're promoting it, we know it's a good organization and can freely give our tzedakah to that organization. And for all that you do, everyone should support you in every which way that they can. It's just a worthwhile thing. The app is free, but if let's say you wanted to have Apple Play or these other things, you pay them. And so think of this as just as a small fee to have a wonderful Jewish music, Divrei Torah, worthy thoughts, Israel at 75, Mei Me'ilim, all the wonderful things that's all day long on the radio program that you have just is a worthwhile thing. And like you said, the app is free. It's no charge. But these things cost money to run. These things cost money to reduce. And we should all support it in some small way or in a big way, whatever you can.
Thank you very much for that. And the list of things, we went through this the other day. It's the app. It's the streaming. It's there's so much in the back end that is required to be on top of requires so much money. And anytime you give folks, you're really supporting our entire infrastructure. So give and give generously. Be among those who we can count on at fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. Ronnie, anything else you'd like to toss in this conversation?
No, I support Larry's opinion because... I can't think of a worthier endeavor to support. Like we said before, the media, unfortunately, today is not in our favor, and we need to hear, and we need to be aware, and we need a program, a platform like yours, and what you do every day for our community. And yes, everybody, it's not an option. Everybody has to help and has to support this.
What, did they send you your tickets yet for January's Haas concert or not?
We're working on it.
We're working on it. We got to see which one of my siblings want to come and not come. So, but my tickets are guaranteed.
But that doesn't. But that doesn't affect if you're in row one or row three, does it? Like that, you would know already, no?
Yeah, yeah. We know we're in row three. I don't like sitting in row one. It's too close.
So I've got to look at row three to make sure to find the bird bath.
Yes, that's not a.
I thank you very much. Thank you so much for your support and for being there for us. It's much appreciated.
Very good. The amount that I'd like to donate to this year would be $1,800. Chai.
Thank you. Chai is right. Thank you so much.
And Chris, I just want to remind everyone that J Drugs, we do camp meds. We do, if anyone's a camp director and they, you know, have the old-fashioned way of using out the medication, we do camp meds. We do unidose packaging for regular places, for regular seniors. We're just on, like you said, on the cutting edge. We have websites. We do everything that a modern pharmacy should do. We're very happy to take care of all our customers and people and make sure everyone gets all that stuff that they require at the right price.
You appreciate our 2024 technology because you insist that your historic location be equipped with 2024 technology. Would that be the quote that sums it up?
Yes, it would be. Absolutely.
God bless you both. Ronnie, Larry, thank you. God bless you both.
And thank you. God bless you too. Nachem Admev Eshem Shana.
Amen. In good health. In good health. And Ronnie and Larry know what's going on out there with people who are in difficult health situations. Obviously, they're on the front lines of that. They would say you wake up in the morning healthy, you've won the lottery, as our dear friend Mayor Weingarten used to say. So keep that in mind. And I thank them. They're giving Chai 100 times Chai for life, and that we should continue doing what we do every single day, and I appreciate it. Go to fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. That's where you give to support our campaign, which is really getting into the home stretch.